Okay, welcome back. Hour number two. Mitchell Henderson has made himself available again, and we really are deeply grateful for that. He has an extraordinary background, as you know. Many of you have found Mitch to be a unique source of real information. Welcome back, Mitchell. Yesterday was quite the blowout.
Yeah, yes, it was. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yesterday was a very important day. It's going to end up being in the history books, not because of just yesterday itself, but because of what it started. Okay. So what happened yesterday? People protesting an illegal, rigged, and fraudulent election, protesting the end of the constitutional democracy in America, stormed the Capitol building to stop the traitor senators and congressmen from certifying the fraudulent election.
To be fair, we must mention that Antifa was leading the charge. They were put there in Trump gear, brought in by four buses. It's on video, as you know. They were the ones that ignited it. So go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so on January 5th, BLM activists and congresswoman Cori Bush drafted legislation to expel the Republican members that were going to vote against certification. This was before the events of January 6th. So talking about her knowing that BLM and Antifa people would be there, either that or she was very prescient. She complained in a very warped worldview that those congressmen and senators were violating their oath of office, which is to support the Constitution, not ignore it like she does. Okay. So let's listen to some of the comments, because I went shopping around to see what everybody said today. So Vice President Mike Pence stated, "To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Yes, Pedo Mike, American democracy lost yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, failed insurrection. No, Pedo McConnell, the Marxist revolution has succeeded. Senator Mitt Romney, elected leaders should show respect for voters by telling them the truth, not fueling groundless doubts about the election. No, Pedo traitor Mitt, the allegations of voter fraud were not groundless. The evidence of a rigged election is overwhelming. Who are we to believe, you or our own eyes?" Okay, former Vice President Joe Biden, "American democracy is under unprecedented assault. Yes, creepy Pedo Joe, master of public corruption and demented puppet of the Marxists, you are the unprecedented assault on American democracy." Okay. Congressman Jimmy Gomez of California, "This is how a coup is started. This is how democracy dies. My take, Jimmy, do the people elect the stupidest possible clown to represent them? The Democrats have successfully accomplished a coup d'etat, and our democracy has been dead since November." Congressman Ilhan Omar said that she was drawing up articles of impeachment against Trump. "We can't allow him to remain in office. It is a matter of preserving our republic, and we need to fulfill our oath." Well, incest, Omar, our republic is over because people like you who do everything to ignore your oath of office.
Right.
So keep in mind that it wasn't just the Capitol. The state capitals of Oklahoma, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, and Washington, they also had demonstrations. The press called the Patriots domestic terrorists, even though it was mostly peaceful and nonviolent protests. Let's look back at what others said about actually violent protests by BLM. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said on December 2nd, 2020, "The whole point of protests is to make people uncomfortable." And anchorman Chris Fredo Cuomo said, "Show me where it says protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful. Where are those voices now?"
Where are they?
So
such frauds, such hypocrisy.
Well, what it is, Marxist Democrats have very high double standards. Okay.
One way to put it.
Finally, many called upon Trump to ask the protesters to disperse. Keep in mind that this is the first step of the Insurrection Act to call for dispersal. Trump did not initiate the Insurrection Act on the traitors. He invoked it on the patriots. Out of the Russian news, I got the information that the prosecutors in D.C. are charging the protesters with sedition and insurrection. That's 20 years to life in prison. Okay.
Yeah, they've got
Trump
58
did not
in custody.
Arrest people for. Uh-huh. They have not like 90 people they arrested. So, you know, Trump did not do for 40 years. He threw no traitors in jail. He threw no insurrectionists and seditionists in jail. And now people that followed him are being charged for the very treason that he would not charge true treason people with. So I haven't seen that in the American press yet, but it was in the Russian press already. So
it's amazing how the communists have flipped everything and they're reverse projecting it and repeating it over and over again with great vigor,
constantly.
if not nervousness. There's something they're too animated about this. We've got to get rid of Trump. Got to get rid of him now. Got to get rid of him yesterday. Take him out and shoot him. Whatever. Frantic.
Yeah.
And I sent you something. Do you know about the Italian guy who testified over there? That he was the guy.
Yes, I did hear about
who actually,
that.
You knew that. So this is what they may be worrying about. I don't know.
Well, what the journalists, mainstream media in the United States is calling for is cleansing. This is his word, of Trump's supporters. He wants them rounded up and cleansed. And it's a Jewish journalist that, of course, wants all these white people cleansed from society, whatever. So
cleanse means put to death, in case anybody missed it. Put to death.
Right, okay. So when they called on Trump to ask his people to stand down, he tweeted twice to the protesters to disperse. But believe it or not, Twitter and Facebook blocked those tweets to have the protesters stand down. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then they permanently blocked Trump from the platforms. Okay.
Right.
Well, now I saw today where they said, okay, they're just blocking him for 2 weeks until he's out of office, whatever. So, in line with that same thought, a friend of mine came from town yesterday, the nearest town to where I live in the hills, because he thought I would want to see this. So he came out and picked me up and drove me to Grant's to watch it on TV. So we were watching on Fox News, and they just spewed hatred towards the protesters and called them, you know, domestic terrorists and stuff. That's Fox News. So when we tried to switch to watch OAN or Newsmax, we found that the internet had blocked both. Only mainstream propaganda was allowed on the internet. So this is really a totalitarian police state we live in right now. Okay. Information is being kept from people, and it's going to get worse, I think. So keep in mind that this happened on the first day of the 117th Congress. It had a bad start. It started with a prayer that ended with, "In the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and gods known by different names, by different faiths, amen and a women."
Yes,
and this was a preacher who said this.
Did somebody change it to a women? It was a woman first. They were saying a man and a woman, but it's singular. They got to have plural in there, so it should be a women if they're going to be so asinine. They might as well get it right.
Right, exactly. So the first order of a business in the 117th Congress was to set rules allowing no gender-specific words like mother or father to be used in Congress. they got really important things to do up there, Jack, you know, like
that. They're just up to their eyeballs in it. Yep.
Yep. So this is how the United Socialist States of America begins. Okay. So we also have our first martyr to the Freedom Revolution, I'll call it, Ashley Babbitt, an Air Force veteran with 4 combat tours, who was unarmed and engaged in no violent acts towards anybody, marching for a free America, and was shot by a Capitol policeman with 14 years on the force, who is an Air Force veteran himself. He will never be charged. White people should respond like BLM for the next 4 years to demand justice for white people who are murdered by cops. Okay? Because she was unarmed. Why did he shoot her?
Well, he actually, the video shows him taking full aim at her and pulling the trigger. This was premeditated. Yeah. It's hate. This is what anti-white hate.
It's hate. It is.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 others dead, by the way. There are 4 dead altogether.
Is there?
3 more.
Well, I heard the three other dead were medical emergencies or something. It wasn't due to violence.
Hard to know. But she was murdered.
You know,
I'm not saying others were murdered.
Your thing.
But,
well, there's too much video on that, so they can't say anything about it. I also noticed when I was watching the video that there was a sergeant in the Capitol Police, and he was at the barricades, and there were people walking by. They weren't threatening anybody or nothing, and he was just reaching out and punching them in the face. If he did that to a black person, he would be out of a job right this minute. But doing it to white people is okay, you know?
Yeah.
So the nonstop, if we have nonstop protests like BLM and Antifa does, you know, we have a right to do that. FBI Director Christopher Wray had said that BLM and Antifa were ideologies, not organizations, so the FBI could not investigate because they're not allowed to investigate ideologies.
Oh, they're not organized. They're not organizations.
Right. No, they're not organized at all. You can tell.
I see.
even though the heads of the organization will tell you they're an organization, I even got invited to their organization when I was back on Twitter many years ago. And so, I don't know. It's just the situation that officially, as of January 20th, 2021, American constitutional democracy is dead, and we become a totalitarian Marxist police state. They will act as if everything is normal to forestall rebellion. They've been on TV saying, oh, this presidency will be just like any other presidency has been in the past. They're trying to foment inaction, okay? But they're not going to move quickly on things, I don't think, because they want to slowly creep in and catch people unaware, you know, kind of catch us sleeping and stuff. But make no mistake, we have an incoming government of nothing but traitors, okay? So what must be done? Well, first, protect yourself, okay? If you can be seen, you can be hit. So go to ground, go dark if you have to. But it's a new world. It's not freedom of speech. It's them being able to determine who the enemy is at this point. Okay, so you should dump social media like Facebook, Twitter, and all companies related to them. The Democrats have already stated that they are going to punish Trump supporters and patriots. So don't post any ideas for fighting the traitors. Do not get the COVID vaccine. They own you if you do, and they will be able to track you.
Here's another one. Another dead medical professional, a 56-year-old doctor in Florida, took the vaccine. He's dead. And when he died, apparently they did check his blood. I think they did a full autopsy. They said he was largely turned to goo inside in places, but his blood had 0 platelets left in it. 0.
0 platelets. Well,
see, this stuff is not a vaccine. I've been saying it. It's not a vaccine.
Not.
Do not take it.
No, that's not the purpose of it. Listen, COVID is not the disease. The vaccination is the disease. Okay. The vaccination is the problem. the COVID is just the pretext to scare people into taking this vaccination. But, you know, they've stepped all over themselves. Like, they said, oh, you only have antibodies to this for 3 or 4 months. And then they come out and they say, well, we have a new one, and it's got a different, it's mutated, and the spikes are different. Well, to understand immunology, when you get an antibody to a substance in your body, it is very, very specific to that specific antigen, okay, or like the spike thing. So if the new coronavirus has a different chemical composition than the old one does, which they say it does have a different composition, chemical composition, then the antibodies that you create from this vaccine will not fight the new mutation. That's why they don't make vaccines for positive single-strand RNA viruses. It's because it mutates so rapidly that by the time that you create a vaccine, you already have a whole new disease on your hands, okay?
Correct.
It's mutated, and it's not the same thing, so your antibodies won't recognize it. So, but in spite of all common sense, the whole world must be vaccinated with this thing, okay? So I came up with some ideas about actions that people can take, and this is just a little bit of sort of advice for people. So political action, I think everybody without exception should register as a Democrat. If you are a Democrat, they just count your vote no matter what. When they put the form in the machine knows what party you belong to. When your Secretary of State mails you requests for absentee balances to your address for dead people, have the dead person vote against the Democrat. If everyone is a Democrat, then cheating will be very hard for them. This may force them to just stop the illusion of democracy and stop elections, which will radicalize more patriots, of course. So I think that's something that that we can do. You know, it takes away their ability to discriminate, like which vote needs to be trashed and which one needs to be counted. Okay. So the incoming government of creepy Peter Joe is an illegitimate and unconstitutional government. You have no duty to obey it. You actually have a duty to disobey it. Disobey all you can in every situation that you can. If called to jury duty and it's a patriot on trial, regardless of what the patriot did, as long as it was had something to do with advancing the patriot cause, just find them not guilty. This is called jury nullification. Our spineless, unjust, and unfair traitor judicial court system deserves your opprobrium. Go and do the patriot's work there, okay? Instead of being a keyboard warrior, produce what the Russians used to call samizdat, or printed materials and pass it out and post it everywhere. They will condemn this act of free speech as terrorism and hate crimes, but that will make it unstoppable forbidden fruit that will make people want to read it and want to distribute it. Read some books on propaganda, learn how to persuade your target audience, make it palatable so that it can be digested by all patriots. We need broad support. Whoever is against the government is with us. Drop flyers, drop banners. These everyone can see, not just people on social media that are just venting and are not going to do anything. Okay. 5, infiltrate the opposition. If you can get into a position or opportunity to embarrass them, do it. This is called black propaganda. This is also that's what they did at the Capitol, is they had Antifa go up and start the crap so that the other people would be blamed. Well, we should play the black propaganda game also. This is also a method of gathering intelligence on the traitor and Marxist enemy. If you are a patriot woman, infiltrate and make allegations against the leaders saying that they sexually harassed you. At any rate, bring discredit to them in any way possible and destroy their lives. Our patriot sisters can do great harm to the enemy. through this. Six, gather intelligence. Read like foreign policy, national interest, the progressive, the humanist, the new left review. Learn to talk the way they talk. Learn to behave and react the way they react. Read their literature. Know their mind. It's like Sun Tzu said. If you know your enemy and you know yourself, you can win 100 battles. Okay. But you can't just hate your enemy. You have to get to know them. You need to know them as intimately as possible. Understand the way they think or the way they don't think, whichever you want to say it. Okay. Seven, lose your fear of the state and of the COVID virus because they are a pretext for the police state. Order my book, A Man Beyond His Mission by Mitchell Henderson, available on Amazon. I spent my life working for the government and law enforcement. What I say is from direct lived experience. It is not speculation on the state's weaknesses. It is the truth of their weaknesses. If you must take action, take it in the way that you're taking advantage of their weaknesses. Okay?
Very smart. Very smart. All right, hold on right there, Mitch. We have to pause just for a moment or two, and we'll continue. Mitchell Henderson with some really good advice for all of us. Back in a flash. Hold on. Okay, let's get right back to Mitchell Henderson. By the way, at the top of the homepage, I want you to look at the four rotating pieces of art, just very, very timely. David's art and the one with the tombstone, I updated that one, and it's quite relevant. I think they're just profound. Back with Mitch, are we? And he's telling us some things that we can do to counter the Bolshevik Zionist communist regime that is somehow apparently going to take over. There's still 13 days, and we have now, as was said earlier tonight, that report from Italy, not just a smoking gun, but the man who pulled the trigger. And it's up right now, so make sure you listen to that right after the program. Okay, Mitchell, onward.
Okay, so the eighth point was, if your mayor and city police or your sheriff and deputies refuse to obey unconstitutional laws, support them and respect them. They are patriots, not traitors, because this revolution is going to start locally, okay, on every level. Call on every public official and law enforcement officer to resign by January 20th, because after that day, they become traitors and deserve to be treated like traitors. We need to let them know that if they stay on the Seattle or Portland Police Department, whatever, that they will be considered traitors and they have nothing but our disrespect. Okay, they're already losing officers very fast, right, but they need to lose all of them. Okay, that would be kind of be justice, you know. So let me get to military action. Okay, just some points that people out there need to know. Learn how to gunfight. There are two components to a gunfight. First, learn how not to get shot. That's cover and concealment and how to use it. Second, learn how to shoot the other guy before he shoots you. Your opponent is Satan. Cut him no slack. Okay. If you have a family or militia, learn basic combat survival skills. Do not learn tactics that our military uses now, because their training is equipment oriented and you don't have that equipment. So learn Vietnam era combat survival skills and basic infantry tactics, because that's the equipment you have. Definitely learn how they fight and tailor your fighting skills to deal with it. Learn everything like current radio telephone procedure so that you can use their radio, if you capture it, to call artillery and airstrikes down on them. Okay. Learn how to direct a helicopter to land so you can attack them on the ground. Deception is actually critical in war. Learn law enforcement procedures and methods. Learn how to shoot aircraft down with small arms. The better skilled you are, the more confidence you will have against the enemy. This is also how you acquire heavy weapons. You have to get them from them, okay? The military actions you take must be well thought out. Before you go into the details of how to carry out the attack, figure out first how you're going to get away, and then plan the attack. Okay, you cannot defend your home, see it as a decoy to lure the enemy in, and then take them out with a high-powered sniper rifles or just hunting rifles. They will have AR-15 platforms with an effective range of 300 meters. So find a sniping positions where you can hit them from 600 meters away. Never shoot from the same position, and make sure that you have cover and concealment to move to your next firing position, which must not be predictable. Humans are very cunning and wily. You must pick the time and place of action and never allow the enemy to do that. Okay. Now, this is important for people going forward. Do counterintelligence. Use operational security so no one knows what you plan. Use deception to make them think the wrong thing all of the time. Be aware of infiltrators. And how do you spot infiltrators? Well, let me give you a few tips. If they don't want to do things on holidays or weekends, they're a cop. Okay? If it seems like dealing with them is dealing with a bureaucracy, then they are a cop. Okay? If it seems like they have to make arrangements with someone else before they do something, they are a cop, okay? And the cops are still this way to this day. They never learn, they never improve, okay? If they insist on meeting at a time and a place of their choosing, they are cops, okay? You don't need a stranger to procure weapons. If you don't know them, buy nothing from them. They are probably a cop, okay? You pick who you want to associate with. If somebody asks to come in, they're a cop, okay? If they have a I'm talking about, like, you don't know this person, okay?
Sure.
Obviously,
sure.
If you've known them all your life and they ask to come in, that's okay.
Point well taken, yes.
Okay. So, if they have criminal charges on them or on probation or parole, they're very likely to flip on you to get a reduced sentence. So don't include them in anything, okay? And you know what? And get my book, A Man Beyond His Mission by Mitchell Henderson at Amazon, because I go into detail about how to spot an infiltrator. Okay, I was taught by the best how to do it, and I talk about it in my book, okay? Use communication security. So let me tell you right now, there's no such thing as communication security. If you talk on a phone or a radio, they can pinpoint where you are and listen to everything you say. They can also drop a bomb on you from a predator if you're talking on something as simple as a cell phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you talk on any communication device, they can triangulate and find out exactly where you are at. So just don't do it. Don't use electronic communications, okay? Above all, never quit until we have freedom again. If you surrender, they will murder you and your family. This is a history of communism. This is what they're going to do, okay? They are going to be merciless with you, okay? So there is a civil war coming. At first, there will be lone wolves. There's absolutely nothing they can do to stop a lone wolf. This will cause the government to come down on everyone, taking more freedoms away. Revolutionaries call this pressure from above, quote, creating a political consciousness amongst the people. In other words, I've seen this happen where, for example, I was in Guatemala, and I asked some people out in the platoon, and the jungle, I says, well, what do you think of your president? And they said, well, what's a president? It's like, so they had no political consciousness because the president in Guatemala City had absolutely no effect on their life. So they didn't know it. But once the guerrillas started attacking army bases and stuff, and the army went out and started cracking people's heads and arresting people, raiding villages and stuff, now the people know who the government is, and now they hate the government. Okay. It's not a good thing. So that's what creating political consciousness means. Okay. Above all, I already said that a few, yeah. So, let me see.
These are really important points. Are these right out of your book?
More people, while it's unbearable, more people will resist. Slowly, patriots will grow a spine and start doing bigger attacks, hit and run, guerrilla warfare. Soon the government forces will suffer enough losses or spread themselves out so thin that it will create weak positions that you can attack. Always attack weak points. Bypass strong points.
Are these all out of your book, Mitch?
Now, I'll tell you what I'm quoting right here, this is the theory of revolutionary warfare by Mao Zedong. Okay.
No kidding.
And it worked for him. Yeah. This is Mao's concept of revolutionary warfare. Harass strong points so they will stay there, but if they divide their forces, attack the weaker one, and you choose the ground to initiate your attack. Okay. So, my fellow Americans, as of yesterday, we are at war. The shot that killed Ashley Babbitt was the first shot by our oppressors. Keep Ashley and her family and friends in your prayers, and when we take our nation back, we must erect a monument to her, just as we destroy every monument to any social justice warrior, cultural Marxist, or other traitor. Karl von Clausewitz said in his book On War about moral force in war, that is strategic. By being patriots, we have the moral force. In tactical situations, never use moral force. Always just fight to win by doing whatever it takes. Our enemy is are morally decadent scumbags. They mean you harm. It is not just Marxism you are fighting. This is the fight against the Antichrist himself. Do not be afraid to live free or die. Be afraid to live in the nightmare slavery that they have in mind for you. Okay? So, yes, I'm saying this is it. This is, you know, we don't have a legitimate government anymore. We don't have a constitutional democracy anymore. It's over. Okay? So, what do we have to lose? We've lost everything. We've lost our country.
Or three times as dangerous. We have nothing to lose. We've lost it.
Right. So, and it's like, I even had this conversation with somebody. They were saying, well, I said, well, yes, in Chiapas, the Zapatista rebellion down there, which I'm very familiar with, that was a case where those people actually had nothing left to lose, okay? But they were not very rich to begin with. They lived a very sparse life even before that. So when you look at Americans, okay, we're used to some creature comforts and stuff. So having nothing left to lose is very relative. You know, it's relative to what your position was before and stuff. Okay, and you have to keep in mind, Jeff, that what they intend to do, and they make it. They said this right out in the open. If there's 8 billion people on the earth, they want to kill 7.5 billion people.
Oh, it's right there.
And the
look
most
at the Georgia Guidestones
efficient way
online.
For them to do that. Pardon?
Georgia Guidestones, one location,
yes,
to see
Guidestone.
That exact formula. Yeah,
we'll have to be sure to tear that down after the revolution, too. So anyways, it's just that, you know, if you can't be, you know, people come to America to be free. You know, it's like the freedom was that Bill of Rights that they had, okay? Which is gone. It was gone in last March and stuff. Okay. And we can see, you know, if you look back, if you look at QAnon, you look at all the follow Sean Hannity and the getting rid of the traitors in the deep state and everything. Look at 4 years. In 4 years, Trump put nobody in jail for any of that. Not one person. Okay. Not one. Okay. But they're going to put protesters in jail for treason.
Oh, for years.
Okay.
They're going to make an example out of them. That's what they're going to do.
Yes. So, in revolutionary warfare, what do you do when the government makes example of someone? You have to make an example out of government officials. Okay. You can't back down. The government is a wolf. It is ruthless. It is cold. It is cruel. It is inconsiderate. It doesn't care about any humanity at all. The only time they talk sweet words is when they're trying to deceive people, okay? But they actually really don't give a shit about you, okay? And what you need to do is you need to be just ready to go ahead and, fight for your life, because that's what you are doing.
That's exactly what you're doing.
You're fighting for your life, okay, because they want you dead, okay? Even if you're a Democrat, they want you dead. It's not like they're going to just kill Republicans and Trump supporters. They're going to be killing their own supporters.
Oh.
Historically, communists usually kill their own supporters first.
Because they're trouble. They're
the
troublemakers. Get rid of them.
Yeah. I mean, look at Pol Pot. As soon as he got into power in Cambodia, everybody's heard about the killing fields and the tool sling prison and all that kind of stuff where they tortured people. Well, what they don't really tell you is that the victims of that tool sling torture prison were Khmer Rouge. They were their own people. They tortured and murdered their own people first. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're faithful followers. Okay, this is just what they do. They look at Stalin. He had his purges. He killed everybody as Stalin. But even if you did an excellent job and really improved something, he would have you killed so that you would not eclipse his glory. Okay. So when you look at these people who are in charge, the people who stole the election, these Marxists, they are smug, conceited, arrogant people who think they know better than us because we're a bunch of deplorables, we're a bunch of hicks, we're a bunch of ignorant people that cling to our guns and cling to our Bibles, okay? And that's so wrong. Okay, because we should be out there hugging a tranny somewhere and telling him or her how much we care. That's what's in their mind. Okay, a kinder world. Well, something that comes disguised in beauty and kindness and attractiveness, that should alert you to danger. That's in nature. The most colorful, beautiful things are the most poisonous and toxic things. Okay. Even in Greek mythology, they had the women that would lure the men up onto the rocks and stuff. They called them sirens and stuff,
Yeah.
It was about beauty and attractiveness. So they're going to make it sound like their way is the kind and the good way, okay? And, it just isn't.
Everything is going to be reversed. It's kind of rule one. It's all reverse projected, and then projected on you to try to charge you with something, make you feel guilty, put you on the defensive, and always make themselves look like they are truly caring people about us in some way or another.
Oh, yeah. They always do that. And it's because they know better. I mean, just think about this, Jeff. You have who facilitated this Marxist takeover of the world? It was the public health and the medical industry that facilitated Marxism taking over the world. It's sort of like if you look at this as a Marxist Zionist Antichrist situation, it's almost like the medical people are doing what they're the ones who are bringing us in to the Antichrist, okay? They're the ones who's putting that system, enabling that system to take control, okay? It's like, just when you go to your doctor, some people may have good doctors, but generally I find that they don't listen to you. They're arrogant. They know more than you do. They know more about how you feel than you actually feel. They don't care what you say you feel like. They know better than you what you feel like. So I was in the industry for 14 years, and I just saw it all. But if you stop and think about it, Jeff, it's sort of like So we have astronomy, where we can measure the sky and understand how the universe works. And how did that start? We used to call those people astrologers. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have the word we used to have sorcerers, okay? And now, well, we call them pharmacists, okay? Because the Greek word pharmakos means sorcerer. So all this pharmacy stuff is sorcery, okay? It's just they have a new, clean name, and they say that, oh, it's evidence-based and stuff. Well, it's not. It's statistical, which means, you know, you have to make up your statistical parameters and then derive the information that you so desire from those statistics to prove your point. That is what science has come down to. You know, chemists used to be alchemists. Okay, so all these people who were the witch doctors, and that's what a doctor nowadays is. It's just a more refined witch doctor. Okay, and they have no more knowledge than the old witch doctor Tez. Okay, not really, because what doctors do is they practice medicine. It's more of an art than it is a science. There is science behind it, but in the actual practice of it, it's just an art. They don't know. I mean, how many times do you get to the doctor and says, "Oh, well, let's try this. Well, let's try this. Well, why are we trying all these different things?" Because he doesn't know what to do. That's why we're trying. Yeah. We're the guinea pig, okay, on it and stuff. So I don't know. I was when I saw Trump actually call the Insurrection Act on the Patriots, it was like, it just blew me away. It's like, isn't he supposed to call the Insurrection Act?
He read that statement. If you look at his face and watch and listen, he read that statement as if he had been a POW and given that to say clearly to the home folks that, you know, we were really the evil enemy and blah blah blah. Otherwise, he'd be executed. He looked like a man under beyond duress at that time.
I think that was
part of the message.
I mean, just look at everybody that bails on him and stuff, everybody that stabs him in the back and stuff. He never could find anybody who was a loyal person for him.
Name one who wouldn't stab him in the back. Jerry Kushner, forget that.
Terrible.
All of them.
Yeah.
It's the only ones you got. Mike Flynn, General McInerney, I trust Sidney Powell, of course, and there are others I don't even know about, but there aren't many. He continually chose the worst betrayers that I can even imagine. I couldn't believe it. 4 years, loser after loser after loser. You said something last time. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, people need to give up on anything else happening. Right now, as of yesterday, this is in the people's hands. There is no government entity that's going to come to help us. Right now, it's in our hands. The government we have is not our government. Okay?
The communists have come out and exposed themselves like you'd never imagine it happening. We know who they are now. We can make a list. Each one of us could make our own list of who the communist perps are, who the betrayers are, who should face treason charges. We know. Now, you said something last time, and it might merit revisiting. We've got half a billion guns in this country. The Biden criminal crime syndicate wants the guns somehow. And you said that your intel people, your friends, told you some things. I don't know if you want to repeat them or not, but a couple of good words of encouragement would be, I think, very useful now.
Well, I have been talking to lots of groups. One of the things that I found is if I tried to just rely on the internet and Facebook and social media, well, everybody self-censors so much. Okay, it's when I go talk to people in person that I get a different picture. If you look at Facebook, well, you see a lot of dislike towards the Marxist, but what you don't see is the reality, and that's the utter hatred people have for them. There's a lot of hatred and a lot of anger towards them. There's people who said that they're waiting for Joe to have his gun buyback program because they're going to go attack it, take the money, take the guns, kill the cops, kill the people, the spineless traitors that are there to turn their guns in. They're just going to wipe them all out. Okay. So everything that the communists tried to do, there are people who have already been thinking for years about how to counter what these Marxists are going to do. Now, these Marxists, we have an advantage over them, Jeff, because they think that we, all out here, they think that we are chumps and we're stupid, okay? They think we're a bunch of ignorant hicks.
That's a big miscalculation.
Underestimation, them underestimating us is a great advantage for us, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we have to live up to what our calling is, okay? And I mean, our founding fathers, you know, people have to realize the construct that they made was that the judicial, the legislative, and the executive would be a check and balance on each other. Well, as we can see now, there is none of that left because the Congress and the executive are going to be Marxists. The Supreme Court, we've already seen that they are cowards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're probably blackmailed, and they're not going to rule against anything. Okay, they're more worried about their own skins now.
Okay, the worst group I've seen in my lifetime right now.
They made one more check and balance, and that was the Second Amendment. And they gave us that Second Amendment so that we would have the guns to take out an illegitimate government. Okay? That's the purpose of the Second Amendment. It's to keep us free. It's like if the government oversteps its bounds and no longer... See, their job, the job of the government is to protect our civil rights. Well, our civil rights disappeared in March of last year. So we don't have a Bill of Rights anymore. Okay?
Right.
I mean, nobody's telling you, oh, the Bill of Rights is gone. They don't want to tell you that because that might trigger people. But the fact is the Bill of Rights is gone. It isn't there anymore. They can use that Bill of Rights if they want to, arbitrarily and capriciously, or they can use it as a bludgeon against you. One of the two. But it's going to be at their leisure. It's not going to be, and they'll interpret it however they want to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the arbitrariness of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they actually got rid of the Bill of Rights on a public health order. Who would have thought? I did not see that coming, that a public health order would end democracy and end freedom in America. But it has done. It has destroyed jobs.
They snuck into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And ultimately, now we've got between 35 and 40 million people who are facing eviction because they've lost everything because of that scam.
Right.
Unbelievable. All right. We will see. Thank you, Mitch, and we'll have you back as soon as you want. Just let me know. Be safe, and you've made a lot of people very, I think, optimistic in a way, giving them information. That's what it's all about.
Well, I hope so. I hope so, you know.
Yeah, you have.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for having me on.
Always
and,
a pleasure.
Have a good week, okay?
Okay, thanks, Mitch. Talk to you soon. All righty. Okay, hang on. Right back with David Oates and more reverse speech coming up.